Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine.
Just a This is not ironic, right? This is a different. It's like the same song. This is my problem with Alanis. Like, all of her songs are the same, and so when you say this Jagged Little Pill was revolutionary, I'm like, no, all the songs are the same.
We talk about,
like, this is literally the ironic. It's literally ironic, but just
ironic isn't even ironic.
It's not. I understand that, but I'm just saying it's the same concept. She goes through two things. She compares them, and then she starts talking about hand in her pocket, which is like, I don't even understand that. That's my beef.
You're saying
I'm
like,
nothing against Alanis. It's just the lyrics don't make sense to me.
You're saying all the songs sound the same musically or lyrically? They all mean the same thing.
Well, both. It's like the same stuff. It's like I can't tell one Alanis song from the next. That's all probably right. Why she didn't make it.
This is presented by MechDyne. Hold on. So we're just gonna do a little.
Literally, it's the same idea. Like, you got to come up with more. It's the reason why Vanilla Ice never made it. It's like everything sounded the same. It's the same song.
I mean, he only had the one song.
Well, he probably had multiple, but they all sounded the same.
So this is another one.
I think history's on my side.
We talk for an hour, 15 minutes every week, and people, I mean, we literally have like 10,000 people who listen to this every single week.
I apologize.
And of all the things we've talked about,
yeah,
I don't know if I've gotten more feedback than my take. The Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette, is a top five album of all time in my lifetime. Okay? In my lifetime. It is a top five album of all time. This thing had six different singles. Now, let's see if we can tell the difference of this one. This is another one that wasn't like the top one, but it was a good one.
What's this?
Give it a minute.
All right. She's just mad all the time.
Yeah, and that's why people liked her, because in the 90s, people were just mad. People were just pissed off.
This is 95, so she would have been... What is she mad at? She's 21.
She's one of the first like female figures to come out and just flip off a man publicly.
Well, I remember it was Joey Lawrence who she was mad at. It feels so good. This thing, ironic, hand in my pocket, it's all the same. You ought to know, it's all the same.
Shut up.
One thing, two things, one thing, two things. That's what I'm saying. Systematic.
This song, like, you're not grasping this song.
It's like
this whole song
Tom Osborne running the option. Like, it was effective in the mid-90s, but we've moved on.
That's fine. But that doesn't mean it's not an iconic album. Like, we have moved on. Like, if she put this out now,
same thing.
Like, I don't think we'd be like clamoring for it. But in 1995, this was like, holy shit! Like, this person is like, they're at a different level here.
Well, angry Canadian, yes. Canadian American.
This is actually the most of all of her songs. Like, this one is.
But ironically, it's the most popular one, right? Is that if you would.
The amount of like number one hits from this album is out of control. Like, it's
Hand in My Pocket, ironic. You learn which was that one. Head Over Feet is another one.
Ironic. Yeah, Head Over Feet, All I Really Want.
They're all very similar. That's just my two cents there.
Just really, really...
I think people are on my side here.
I don't think that they are. I think that... Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I really don't think... that she is the second... That's the second highest selling female album of all time behind Shania Twain.
Shania Twain's number one. Would not have guessed that. Would have had somebody else. What about Britney? Britney was like...
She sold a lot of albums.
Yeah,
but
she was big time.
Like she had like a lot, like a long like stretch where she was just selling albums. Like
Britney. Yeah.
This was an iconic album.
In the Midnight, yeah. That was
and
a big
I'm
deal.
Tired of you okay. crapping all over.
I'm not. I'm just saying like it's very formulaic. It's like you compare two things and they're like, haha, that's kind of, yeah, they're kind of the same, but they're not. It's like, okay, well, move on from that.
I could see some new Iowa State graduate just upset with the world right now. The economy sucks. They just graduated. Like, all this stuff going on. And they're sitting around just mouthing, you ought to know.
It's 27 years old. It's probably new for some people.
Well, here's the point. You should go to MacDine.com.
Yeah, you should.
Because I have a feeling our friends, Chris Glover and at MacDine, they love Iowa State graduates. Love them. And if you hate your job, like, you know this better than me.
Mm-hmm.
But like
I don't hate
people
my job.
Are hiring.
Yeah, people are hiring.
Right? Like
still,
it's a yeah.
Still. Like do it now though.
Yeah. But you I'm saying like you're out there talking
to
business
the
owners and stuff like
to the
that.
Industry
people
folks.
Are
they're still hiring.
People are looking.
Especially for if you have technical skills.
Yeah.
Or just really people skills.
If you're not an idiot.
If you're not an idiot, you are in demand.
If you're not a total imbecile.
Like that should be your LinkedIn
you
profile.
Get a job.
I am not an idiot. Hire me.
You can get a job.
Like,
right.
At least try it. Put yourself out there.
Now go to MacDine.com and check out their job board. They've got all sorts of great stuff. We love our friends at MacDine. I love endorsing them. I will go to the grave and say, once I'm done with all this, I'm probably going to give Clover a call. Hey, what do you got for me? What can I do? Bring me on.
He does some really cool stuff.
They sure do.
Including through the hiring process.
Yeah, they do like
big old
like personality
profile when they I mean it's unbelievable how they can match you to the perfect position. So even if you think like, is this really for me?
Well, a lot
give
of
it a shot.
Yeah.
You might be surprised.
Shout out to our friends at Mississippi River Distilling. The Cody Road tastes good tonight. Happy Father's Day.
Cheers.
To everybody out there. Really quick plug. It's so funny. So I don't want to talk too much about this, but people like, because I quit the cakes, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people who think that I'm just like retired.
Like just cashing checks.
I went down to Adams County to the races in Corning last night, and the amount of my like friends down there who I don't see very often, they're like, what are you going to do now? The same thing I've been doing for 12 years. It's just.
Yeah, you're not
that was a side. Yeah.
That was a side gig.
But.
A side hustle.
Yeah. I was
I've
going
noticed
somewhere.
You wrote a like a 1500 word column this week.
Felt good.
You've been active on the premium boards.
Yeah,
it's like C-Dub's reinvigorated even one week in. Not that you it was a
no yeah no,
not, I know but I've noticed.
I was going somewhere with telling that story, and I can't really remember
who won the races in Corning.
Justin Zeitner brought the late models home.
All right, way to go, Justin.
You've seen him race. We've watched him on our. On the TV, on the deck.
The flow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen him race. No, I was talking about Father's Day for some reason. Oh, I know where I was going. Bloom and I are going to do our, I guess it's second annual now, Father's Day podcast right after this. We're going to record it right after this. And you can seek out the Chris Williams podcast wherever you find podcasts, and we are going to do that. So if you want more Williams and Bloom after this.
Non-cyclone related.
Correct. Yeah, we're not going to talk cyclones, but we're going to talk about being dads. I got to give Bloom some shit about something that I saw earlier. We'll tease for that. But yeah, seek that out and subscribe because we're going to start doing more and more of those things coming down the pike here. And I'm looking forward to doing a little. I had a request. Somebody requested that I do a pod on conspiracy theories.
Oh, boy. And like I'm not the one for that.
Ghosts and stuff.
You probably know people, though, that are into the ghost hunting.
Yeah.
You know ghost hunters.
Yeah,
You've
I do.
You've had ghost hunters on your program before.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. I just read that book about the Farrar Schoolhouse. Jeez. Now, that place is haunted. Holy crap.
Is it in use anymore, or is it?
No, but there's like that guy who lives there.
Right. And he doesn't like when you're
He does not around. Like it when you pull up with your kids in the back seat.
Hey,
kids, now there's ghosts in there.
Get out of here.
And then that guy and his dog, and he's like firing his gun off. And okay, he didn't do that, but he's looking Might at you, well and he's have. Like, yeah. Get out. We're going to lead with something we don't lead with very often, and that's the talk of recruiting.
Yeah, great week.
This isn't a great topic for, like, we have a lot of, I would say, water cooler Cyclone fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, all these different programs are good for different types of fans. It's how we've designed the network. This is your real baseline.
High level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water cooler. What do you guys think about the game? Coaching search? That the just standard fan. Like, so in recruiting takes a certain type of fan. Been doing this long enough where, now we have a lot of them. I would say like 20 to 25% of the people who.
They know all the.
They're
the
really into it, and then
which
there's,
I appreciate the passion.
There, and then there's the like the middle people who they want to know, but they're not. They don't care. And then there's the other people who don't care until they're in an Iowa State uniform. Then tell me about them, and that tends to be out of the fence. But I wanted to lead with recruiting today because I wanted to bounce a few things off you. We talked about the Dan McCartney era last week, and I was thinking. So that was on the top of my mind. And then Monday hit, and there was a string of commitments, and that was coming after the Kai Black, Urbandale commitment from
last
late,
week.
Yeah, the week before.
Yep.
So you've got the Cole kid, the legacy kid, really nice quarterback.
JJ. Yep.
And now you have Jameson Patton, who I remember Mitch Moore was his coach when he was a freshman at Roosevelt.
He's like, you got to watch this.
Yeah,
kid.
Mitch.
I
said,
remember that.
Mitch said this kid's like he's the real deal. Good call, Mitch.
Now he's a. Ankeny?
Yep. He'll be in Ankeny this year, playing with J.J. Cole.
Right.
And then, you know, Kai Black, all these guys commit. There's just been a string of commitments.
Cooper Ebel as well.
Yeah.
Kid from Hartley Melvin Sanborn, one of my favorite acronyms in Iowa. That's up in Northwest
me?
Iowa. HMS. Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Hartley, Iowa. Northwest Iowa.
Is it a fair?
Near Sheldon. The O-Rabs, now, he's for HMS, not the O-Rabs, that's Sheldon. But it's one of my favorite nicknames, the Sheldon O-Rabs. If you're Sheldon O-Rab, shout out to you. Not an A-Rab, an O-Rab. Just make sure. Oh.
I got the feeling with a lot of these in-state guys the other day, and this isn't exactly like a fair comparison, because when McCartney landed Blythe and Meyer, our guys...
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Schmeling was in that group. Carper was in that group. Like there was, he started to really get the in-state guys.
And then even that, look, 5 years prior to that, he really built a program on some of those overlooked like
Bruns Hark, you know, those types of guys.
Josh Rank, but the big one was Bill Marsaw, who got an Iowa offer and said, "No, I'm going to go with this unknown."
It certainly feels to me, and like it's not fair to do the Iowa State thing. Iowa's beaten Campbell five times.
They have. That's
so,
a
like,
fact.
You just. It's a fact. You can't argue it. We're not going to make it about that.
Nope.
Iowa has a very good recruiting class right now, too.
They do.
This is not the end of the Fry era where you have this upstart McCartney program versus this guy who's this legend over there who's
different.
But I did get a feel, Bloom. I think it was when Patton committed. And then you looked at all these Iowa guys and you go, okay, this feels different. And I don't know exactly like what type of perspective to put on it other than it feels different, this type of class, because the Campbell era has obviously recruited very well. Like, and you look at the number of guys they've put in the NFL, guys who they bring in tend to play pretty quickly. Like, they seem to be pretty good evaluators of talent. But you haven't had this much success in state as they're having right now. And I feel like I don't know the perspective to put on it, but I think we need to mark this moment in time because I do think it's significant.
So I think there's some facts here, right? And so I looked at it this afternoon, and of the top 10 players in the class of 2023 in the state of Iowa via 247, four of the 10 are committed to Iowa State. Three of the 10 are committed to Iowa. You have a Michigan State in there and then two uncommitteds. So that would back you up. Now, the number one guy is that Caden offensive tackle who
He's probably going to go to Alabama. I would
Alabama or Iowa? That. I mean, Iowa's in the conversation there. Iowa State really is not.
No, he narrowed it.
And Iowa State's
he
not.
He narrowed it on Friday. It's Alabama and Iowa.
Oh, that's the two.
Yeah.
Okay, there
so
you go.
So it's Alabama and Iowa.
But to your point.
And he's one of the best prospects our state's ever cranked out.
Yeah, I mean, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
There's no question. But if you look at the last couple of years, you know, early in the Campbell era, not so great in the state. It's been better the last three.
Yeah,
if you look at
feels like it's building.
20, 21, 22, now 23. They got a couple guys last year that underneath Iowa. McLaughlin kid from Harlan. The Deo kid from Council Bluffs. I'm going to miss some others. But you're starting to, and this is with C-Dub, without Iowa State beating Iowa yet.
Correct.
It's coming, hopefully this year, right?
Well, I'm not going to be there, so they'll win it this year.
And
that's how it'll go.
And without, although it's getting better, and this is what's going to help, without the NFL talent difference. I mean, that's the one thing that Iowa could always hold over Iowa State's head, and still can, right, is one, we've won the last, since every year since 15, and we produce more NFL players. Well, the NFL player thing is changing. I think Iowa State had more players drafted this year than
Iowa.
This
year they did, yes. I mean, that's the first time that I can remember that happening.
Clearly, winning on the field is another thing. But you look at the difference. You've got Matt Campbell, who's, what, 43, 44 years old? And good culture, fun, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting product. In Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, who just signed a longer-term contract again, but he's almost 70 years old. And, yes, they've had some success, but how long is that sustainable with an offense that was 119th in the country last year?
Mm-hmm.
And sure, they still have great defense, great punting, great special teams.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at from an excitement perspective. And,
you don't
and
think Brian's going to turn that offense
I don't think
around?
Brian Ferentz is the guy to turn that around.
He has no say.
But it's just, but, it's, yeah. it's if Iowa State could, again, it's still probably 50-50. You know, Iowa's been a little better the last couple of years, I'd say, in the in-state thing. But this is significant because Iowa State hasn't beaten them yet.
It just felt different to me, and I circled it, and I was like.
Because all those guys, it's not. Sometimes it was like, well, Iowa didn't offer them. No. All the guys Iowa State got had Iowa offers.
The other point that I would make, and I find this really interesting, is the Big 12 thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That even with that.
Great point.
These guys are still committing to Iowa State.
Well, so this is, thank you. You led me right into a point here. This is unbelievable to me. And again, the composite rankings this early get kind of screwed up because you're looking at numbers necessarily.
Are you going to give me the Cincinnati stat?
Well,
they're ranked like top three right now, right?
Tech is two.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I knew Cincinnati was really good.
Cincinnati's
I didn't
five.
Wow. Okay.
But so here's my point. Now, again, you can't get too carried away in June because it'll change a lot.
And for what it's worth in college football now, the calendar, in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be like half the commitments in the class.
Alabama right now is ranked not even the top 50, which doesn't make sense. They're 48th. But they've literally had four guys commit because they can be selective.
And they're taking
in the rank,
transfers now.
Right. And the rank, exact, and that's another part of it. The rankings really adds up on numbers. So right now, Notre Dame has the highest ranked composite ranking at one. Tech's two. Cincinnati's five. But CETA, the amazing thing is, Iowa State's 20 right now in that composite ranking. Six of the top 20 are in the new Big 12.
Wow.
So it's if this was a problem for, hey, what are you doing playing in that conference? It's certainly not reflected in the early rankings for 2023.
The other point I would make to it is just how much name, image, and likeness, like just cash commitments, really isn't mattering at this type of recruiting, this level of recruiting.
It's
clearly not. Like, I'm guessing in the SEC, I don't think that like Lane Kiffin's lying about the stuff that he's saying for those five-star guys.
Right.
That's why Proctor's fascinating to me.
And like, how long will he wait? I mean, if you wait long enough, does your value go higher? I mean, it's like kind of the game you have to play now.
Yeah.
And that's why if you look at this, there's not too many SEC schools in the top 20, but they can probably be patient because they have the higher cash reserves, I would say, to do that. So it's just interesting that many Big 12 schools are doing well, including a new coach at Tech, TCU's in the top 15. Baylor's right there as well. So West Virginia's recruited pretty well. So
did you see that book just fall over on my shelf?
Is there a ghost in here?
Why would that book right now just randomly fall over on my shelf?
I'm a little concerned. Is it the Farrar ghost?
No, I'm serious. Did you see that?
Well, I heard something. That I thought book, it was the dog, but your dog's not in
that
here
book
anymore.
Has been sitting like that for a year, and it has never moved.
Do you want me to get up and see what the book is?
I'm telling you, like, why would it just fall over right now?
I don't know.
How do you explain that?
Do you want me to go look what the book is? Maybe it's trying to get on the podcast. Just a second.
Boom's gonna go do that, and I'm gonna take a sip of this here, Cody Rhodes. What a bizarre. Which book is it? You got to be kidding me.
100%. It's a sign.
I'll let you read it.
I'm not making this up. The book is literally called Speedway Auto Racing's Ghost Tracks.
Yeah, it's a good one.
About what? Tracks that don't exist anymore?
It's about racetracks.
All right, let's hurry up this podcast. I'm a little bit concerned at the moment.
No, I'm not kidding you. To our listeners, so I have this bookshelf. It's like an entertainment shelf in my office. This book has been sitting there for a year. It has never fallen over, and it just randomly fell over.
And it's about ghosts, literally.
What in the hell
What's going
do we
on?
Take from that? Oh, yeah, we'll get to basketball recruiting in a minute.
We better, you know what? Do we need to talk about Hope Wood? Because I feel like there's forces at play here.
I mean, whoever the ghost is haunting us right now, I hope before they died, they called our friend Hope Wood.
Get your state in order.
That's what I really hope. Go to hopewoodjd.com and secure your future with an attorney that you can trust. And you can go schedule appointment right on the upper right. She's fantastic. The Will in a Day program. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get you $50 off. That will. HopewoodJD.com. I also want to tell you about our friends at Killiper Corporation, Bloom. And they, too, like our friends at MechDyne, man, they are looking for help.
Need help.
And you said it. You talked to as many business owners as I know of anybody. And they are looking for really good people out there right now. And our friends at Killiper Corporation, they've got a handful of different jobs. So what they do, which I like the fact that they're locally owned. It's a family-owned business, right? Up there in Ames. And they work in flexible packaging. So what flexible packaging is, and this is... Honestly, I didn't even know. I told Tom this when I went up. And I'm glad that I went up there and looked at the
product.
Yeah, because right. I didn't really quite understand exactly what they do, but it doesn't matter if it's a water bottle in the package, right? Or it could be a pouch with trail mix in it, or the wrap that when you buy paper towels.
Yeah.
Flexible packaging. So you can think of how big of a demand there
is
everywhere. For this around the world. And they do it right there in Ames, Iowa, and you can be a part of that.
And they're looking for people.
They are looking for people.
Help them out. Check them out.
Go check them out at killipercorp.com. That is KILIPERCORP.com.
And Tom, I apologize for the shot at your golf game last week, but we'll settle this on the course. There's no question about it. So, I mean, I have an idea in my head, but we can settle this. It's on.
Jelani Hamilton is visiting Monday. Do you know who Jelani Hamilton is?
This is a really cool story.
Jelani Hamilton.
This is why recruiting is an inexact science, and I love it.
So,
but it's fascinating.
A lot of people, if you are a premium subscriber, if not, boy, you should do it for all sorts of reasons. But number one, you
basketball recruit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you're really helping us. It's like one Fanatic grow, keep going, doing everything we do. Jelani Hamilton is a 6'6" shooting guard out of Georgia. huh?
Yeah, this is like, is this the Steve Prohm era again? What are we doing?
So, like, one of the things I try and do with our premium subscribers is educate you on how the coaches are thinking. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not agree with it, and you have the right to be like, well, that's a stupid thing. But, like, I'm telling you, like, Ott's isn't going to recruit Georgia very often. He has a very specific playbook on what he wants. So why would Jelani Hamilton,
from suburban Atlanta,
a four-star guard, ranked 101st prospect in the country.
He's got some big-time offers, though.
Why would he be visiting Iowa State?
That's a great question.
Boy, there's a lot of connections here. Mom and dad went to Iowa State.
Both met at Iowa State.
His brother is currently...
Both non-athletes.
Correct.
Yeah.
His brother currently is a manager...
At Iowa State.
At Iowa State.
Basketball manager.
Correct.
Well done.
And so Jelani will be on campus this week with his official visit. And he, you did mention it. He's got big-time offers everywhere. Pretty much most of the SEC is on him. Xavier, Virginia Tech, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, LSU, Illinois, Georgia Tech.
It's a who's who.
Bama, Nate Oates is all over him.
Really good on the AAU circuit.
Auburn wants him. That's a top 10 program right now in the country.
Yeah.
So he's on campus. Now, I did do a little research before we came in today. I'm going to have a full report for our premium subscribers, hopefully, on Monday. I'm just going to touch on it here. I don't think that this is a spot where the young man will like make a commitment. Like a lot of times it's like you feel like a commitment's coming. Still seems a little bit early for that.
He's 23 next year's class.
Yes.
Okay.
But I do think in the next, by the time August 1 hits, we're going to have a pretty good idea what this 23 class. I think Blue.
Yep.
I think, and you're going to have to help me. How do I pronounce Milan's name?
I'd go with Milanovic.
Momchilovic. Milan Momchilovic.
Yes.
Might be my favorite prospect in 5 years, maybe.
He's I don't know. George Niang 2.0.
He really is. Four-star kid, Wisconsin.
Momchilovic.
The Otzelberger-Blount connections all over this one.
He's got some big time.
Highly connected to Tyler Herro from the NBA. Yeah. Plays for his AAU program. The high school program there is very much in Otzelberger territory. There's a kid, there's a sophomore who Iowa State is also recruiting. Blount's all over that. This was a big deal when we were in Milwaukee for the NCAA tournament because state basketball was going on. And I sat there and watched these two play for a state championship. Momchilovic has narrowed his list to six. It includes Iowa State, UCLA, Michigan State, Minnesota, Virginia, and Louisville.
Oof.
I will do this. I am going to scratch out four. This will come down to Iowa State and Virginia.
Oh. Bennett versus Otzelberger.
Starting to get a little bit used to this one.
Yeah. It's like a friend standoff here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew.
So there you go. There's your update on, and Blue, we kind of covered that one a couple of weeks ago.
Man, if you could get, if you get two of those three, you're in great shape. Three out of three,
you're top 10
class.
You're
top 10 class. Yeah. There's no question.
And, like, that's not that crazy.
It's not. Well, like you said,
I think
Momchilovic is down to two.
I think
by
so.
All accounts.
I think so. From what I've heard. Accounts.
Now he said six, but
yeah. But I'm going on. I'm giving you a little scoops here.
Jelani's got a big list, but Iowa State's got some natural connections that you think would make them last. And then it sounds like Blue.
I think
Iowa
he
State
prefers
keeps
Iowa State.
He's getting in a better position by the day.
I think he genuinely wants to come to Iowa State.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Now, he could still take the money and go somewhere else, literally like college or see if I was thinking that NIL fund going. But no, there's some good things. What TJ can do now, you'll see it pay off in time. Like he is what we said from the beginning. The crazy thing, C-Dub, is when he got hired, he said, you know what? It's not going to be a problem getting guys. It's how do they turn into the employers. Last year, was amazing because it showed that not only can TJ get guys, but he's pretty good on the bench, and he can run a system and a culture. So now you start throwing talent into the culture and the system, and this is going to be really fun because he's already recruited better this past year. This next class looks even better than that, and then it's like the thing builds. So jump on board. The ride is continuing.
Milan Momcilovic is your type of player. Well, he's a guy you'd watch.
Well, even Niang's on Twitter. He's like, this is my guy.
Well, from what I understand, Milan, like, Niang's one of his, like, idols. Like, as far
6'8",
as...
6'8", yeah. 215, skilled, does it all. Throw him the high post, let him create. Let's go. Like, get him some shooters. Got Eli King in a corner.
It was Niang's birthday over the weekend. Did you see this?
I did see that.
The picture of him and Naz and Tyrese Haliburton with just, like, hot girls all around them.
Hey, man.
That's why you go to Iowa State.
That's why you go to Iowa State.
I mean, look at us.
Mm-hmm. 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 Now, I didn't meet my wife in college, but...
Well, you think that those three met those girls in that picture at Iowa State? That's right. Come on.
By the way, Iowa State's getting more and more gender neutral. As far as, like, it used to be, because of the ag and the engineering, it used to be heavier male.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, it's actually, we're shifting. We're almost 50-50 now.
Really?
At Iowa State.
You know, in vet med, like, it's like 80%
well,
women.
Right, yeah.
It's there's like, route. I mean, it's all the large animal, not all. There are large animal female veterinarians, but like the small animal male veterinarian doctor is very rare these days. Interesting.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, the Jelani Hamilton, though, that's a very intriguing one. So he's cool. Visiting this week.
Both parents did not, I mean, they literally met at Iowa State non-athletes, not to say that they're non-athletic family, but they both were there to study something else, met there, and
then older brother comes, and
he's a manager.
Yeah.
And Jelani's the prospect. I mean, it's the thing with recruiting. It's like you just never know. You never know if you treat somebody well 10 years ago when they're 8, how that might matter. So it's like the tailgate tour, all these. Who knows? There might be a 12-year-old C-Dub that listens to this and gets mad about Alanis Morissette, but it might matter in 5 years. Oh, by the way, if your 12-year-old listens to this, I apologize.
You'll learn something. God, I love her.
I mean, you're talking to a guy who in high school would listen to the Steve Dace radio program, and look at me now. I don't know what that says
about
me.
Dude, I worked for Steve Dace.
I don't know what that says about me.
He was my boss. How I'm still in this industry after working for him and John Narcisse for as long as I did is a goddamn mystery. And I'm sorry.
12-year-olds, earmuffs.
Yeah. It's the Cody Road.
Let's go.
Been pampered all day. It's Father's Day. My ego's too large. So you know who doesn't have a large ego? It's Jeff Wood.
Great guy.
Over there at Gravitate Co-working. I think I'm going to go to Gravitate on Tuesday.
Okay.
So IndyCar is coming to Iowa, right?
Yeah, he's a big IndyCar guy.
He is, and they're doing a thing on Grand Avenue Tuesday. Maybe you could go with me.
All right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What time?
Middle of the day.
Okay. Can I drive an IndyCar?
No.
Oh.
But it's like a little IndyCar parade down Grand Avenue. It's going to go
Gravitate,
where the IndyCars are going to drive their cars. But anyways, I thought that sounded cool. Jeff's a big IndyCar fan and was telling me about it. So, yeah, I think I'm going to head down.
Let me know.
And check out Gravitate Co-work. I'm going to take Cammy.
Great views at the Gravitate.
I'm trying to get these girls hooked on the racing. Now, I think Elise is going to really like it. Well, the Father's Day podcast. So you can listen to that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them. Like, I need to get them into this. But downtown Des Moines, East Village.
Des Moines Grand Prix back in the day.
The Rouen Grand Prix.
Yeah, I went to that a couple times.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't really.
That would be freaking amazing.
I was like, man, these cars are really fast. That was my
so cool.
Remaining
so they're
impression.
Like driving down like Court Avenue, mm-hmm. Indy cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
But I was like 8. Like, I didn't quite get it. I was like, what? Why? They're really loud. It's like, Dad, they're really loud.
Midtown Windsor Heights. You can go to Cedar Falls. Our Cedar Falls one's hopping with Cyclone fans, from what I understand. And then Jefferson. Jefferson, stay tuned. Cyclone Fanatic Roadshow coming your way. That will be announced. I have players lined up. I have two players locked in. I will have four members of the Iowa State football team. Unfortunately, basketball is doing camps that week, so they will not be able to come.
That's right.
Our guy Gabe Kalscher did a nice chat with our premium subscribers on Friday. He was supposed to come with us, and I was going to bring somebody else, but they have camps, so we're going to bring football players with us to some of these stops coming up here.
Love
yeah.
It.
So we are going to be in Jefferson. I almost had the date locked down there. Clorinda and Omaha, we have your dates. And I'm just going to go ahead and give you the details right now. Okay, so here's the details, and I'm really excited to do both of these. The Clorinda one for obvious reasons, but we're going to go and hang out with a friend of ours from college who just opened a brand new brewery in Omaha, Lumen Beer Company.
Outstanding! I can't wait for this.
Beer Company is located in Omaha. It's in a perfect location in Omaha. It's down there on 13th Street in downtown. Give me a week, and I'll have all the details out there for you guys to be able to make plans. But that's where we are going to be on July the 27th. That is a Wednesday night. We'll have four members of the Iowa State football team with us, members of the Cyclone Fanatic staff. We're going to have a program for you all. And our friend Dan is just opening this, so this is a great opportunity, Bloom, for Cyclone fans.
Cyclone.
Yeah, to give this guy a kickstart with his business.
Yep.
And I told Dan, I want this.
Let's rock.
I want
it out.
Lumen to become like the Cyclone spot in Omaha to go watch games.
So it's in the Little Bohemia area of Omaha. Great location. I've got a verbal commitment from Rosenfels.
He's gonna be there. Yeah. Sage is going to be there
to
speak.
Great place. And gosh, let's jam this place for Dan and the people at Lumen. I think this would be great.
More, and he did say that he will have a Cyclone Fanatic beer, a special Cyclone Fanatic beer for the event. So we look forward to that. And then we're going to get some sleep. And on Thursday, the 28th, we'll be driving down to God's country, baby, the greatest city in the history of planet Earth, Clorinda, Iowa.
Oh, buddy.
It's the hometown of Dan Winters, everybody. And we're going to be at the Ice House in Clorinda.
Okay. It's actually a classy establishment, dude.
It's a great spot. My friend Brandon owns it, and I want to thank my buddy, just a huge listener of ours. He is an absolute rock star of a Cyclone fan. He's my longtime friend, Josh Wyman. He owns Shore Motor Company in Clorinda.
My first car I ever purchased was from Shore Motor Company.
Yeah, I forgot about
remember that.
I do remember that.
My G6.
My dad took you down there.
He did.
I remember
you guys
that.
Helped me out because I was clueless.
Yep, we took you down to Shore Motor Company.
Yep.
Well, my friend Josh owns it now, and he's going to co-sponsor the event.
Outstanding.
In Clorinda. Because the thing is, it's like we're paying these players.
Yeah.
Right. To get them down there, and we got hotels.
So we got some expenses.
Yeah, there's expenses to this.
So buy some beer.
And then, well, how about you go look for a new truck with Shore Motor Company?
And then go buy some beer.
And then you're going to go have your beer and a great dinner at the Ice House in Clorinda.
That was 14 years ago I bought that car. Great service.
Oh, dude.
Now, 6 years later, some lady ran a red light and crushed that car, but but it wasn't Shore Motor Company's fault. That great experience, though, honestly.
Yeah.
And props to your dad for like looking out for me.
Oh, yeah.
I was clueless. That was a great memory of mine.
That... I'll never forget one of the like moments of my life was when you moved into Shenandoah.
Yeah,
Bloom moves into my apartment, and then I'm like, "Hey, let's go and get some dinner." And I take him to the Depot Deli in Shenandoah, and I honestly thought you were gonna just like cry.
Well, I thought about leaving at that point.
You were you hated it, and I'm like, "He's not even gonna give this a chance."
I made it a year.
You had a good setup,
it was
though.
A good job.
Like, I was your freaking boss. You could do whatever you wanted
to do.
No,
you were great. I was a horrible employee, honestly.
Jeez, like, there's worse things.
I just coasted on, I don't even know, not even talent.
Oh, hi, Elise.
Elise is here.
Hold on. We got to pause this. It's the Father's Day edition of the podcast. Elise is naked. She wants me to put on her clothes. Give me 1 second. We'll pause the podcast. All right, real quick, Elise,
come here. Come here, Elise.
Tell all of Daddy's listeners, what did you just do? Say it. What did you just do in the potty?
Stage fright.
You don't want to talk about it? Okay, that's okay. I love you.
Love you.
Big deal.
Just peed in the big girl potty.
On Father's Day.
Yay! Way to go,
Elise.
Yay, Elise.
Way to go, Elise.
She peed in the potty. Man, that's a big deal.
I start peeing in the potty, that's a huge deal. I've got two.
We got inflation, we got the diaper costs, we got all
it's
this.
A big, yeah, that's not cheap stuff.
So Clorinda and Omaha, buckle up.
What day? Give me the dates again.
The 27th and 28th. So we're doing two swings here.
Okay.
We're doing the 27th and the 28th on the western side. So we're going to invade Nebraska.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to Clorinda on the 28th.
Okay.
And then the tentative plan, and I've not gotten a confirmation from Jefferson yet, but I believe the August swing will be the 24th in Jefferson at the Wild Rose Casino at the sports book there, and the 25th will be at Mississippi River Distillery in LeClaire.
Okay, and those aren't close, but you're saying that's the swing.
They're not, but yeah, we're trying to hit as many.
I get it.
Yeah. So we're going to go from Jefferson to LeClaire in one day. We can make that drive. That's not too bad.
If any of the people in those areas have golf courses they'd like to welcome me to, I'm for it.
Well, I can get you 18 at Clorinda.
I know, I'm not worried about Clorinda.
Yeah, that's easy.
I got some pals in Omaha that I think are looking out for me. But if you're in Jefferson, if there's a local course that you'd like to...
Go over to like Honey Creek and Poon.
Well, that's close. That's close. But is there... What's closer to Jefferson? It's a good question. Hey, maybe I'm missing something, but there's somewhere, somebody, let me know.
I only have two jobs now. I can golf with you.
Let's go. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I've got... We're going to make this happen. And I have an inn at one of the country clubs over near LeClaire. But if there's something else I'm missing, let me know. I'm open to...
Well, you know what I think I might be doing? The World of Outlaw Late Models are in Davenport the 25th, 26th, and 27th. When we haul from Jefferson there, I think I might take the camper to the racetrack.
Oh, boy.
I think Daddy might be doing a little dirt racing that weekend.
Do I at least have a hotel room? And is there a hotel in LeClaire?
Yeah, we get an Airbnb, all right, actually.
I just want to make sure I'm good there.
Bruns,
I can't wait.
Don't you remember the Bruns, times the you Bruns. Got from me and Bruns last year, like 4 a.m.?
I do.
Whenever that was.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to see all of you. Like, this is going to be... I hope this is just the start. Like, we make this an annual tradition of...
We're going to. We're kind of ripping off RVTV, but like, it's this fine. Is different. It's our own thing. Like,
we're not trying to entertain both fan bases.
No, and we're doing something brand new because we're bringing players. Like, this is an NIL deal for these guys.
Absolutely.
These guys are making money to come, and like, I'm going to try and get it so they can speak to some kids while they're out there. We're going to try and make this a really cool deal for these towns. Yeah, we're not trying to appease Iowa fans by doing this at all. In fact, we're trolling Nebraska fans. Like, we're going to be really obnoxious going into Omaha that day.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll fire another assistant coach.
They already have too many assistants. Right. They're cheating.
They're cheating. They can't even beat Northwestern while cheating. What does that say?
Last thing I had for you today, just touch on, or two things. I wanted to give a shout-out to Stansberry and Christofferson. Great interview.
Holmes.
With Jaron Holmes.
That was awesome.
Phenomenal interview. Go and listen to that, the Corner 3. And shout out to those guys. They're really working hard. Eddie Lampkin coming on the podcast this week.
TCU's?
Yeah.
What's the connection there?
So, Jared and I were driving back from Chicago after the season, and you know how I do with the staff. It's like, what are our goals?
Coaching.
What are our goals for the next year? Like, let's try and get better. And Jared was very much like, I want me and Scott to be like the Big 12 basketball podcast.
Outstanding.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're reaching out. They want to do a guy from every Big 12 team. So like with Baylor, they're going to try and get Scott Drew. But like they love Eddie Lampkin. Like he's like their favorite guy.
For sure.
So he's coming on the podcast this week.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome job, guys. And Eddie's a character from what I understand. Yeah. So
but Jaron Holmes, my friend Clint, Shout out to you, Clint. I know you're listening. He texted me. He's like, Jared Holmes is a 55-year-old man trapped in a 21-year-old body. Like, I was like, that's actually a pretty good way to put that.
He's in the right major.
Yeah, he wants to be a sportscaster.
Iowa State fans are going to love that guy this year.
Really good interview, so go check that out. Last thing, the column I wrote this week, you referenced it earlier, on Apple TV, the MLS. Did I overreact to that? Or the basis of the column, if you haven't read it, is that there's been a lot of teetering around pro sports or just big-time sports and streaming networks. That was a big one. For MLS, now, again, and I laid the numbers out there, Big 12 football is a better television property.
There's no question.
Than the MLS, but it's still Major League Soccer, 100% digital with Apple TV. To me, that was a moving of the goalpost a little bit in this conversation.
Yeah, it's the first to go 100% with one of those companies.
It's a good fit with Apple.
And they moved from ESPN and Fox to Apple. Now, if you look at the numbers, the thought was 6 months ago they'd get $300 million from somebody. They only got $250. So maybe they and the nice thing for Apple is all of the local streaming is part of that. So they get all that stuff too. So there's more inventory for Apple. So it's a good deal for Apple. But it's nice to see what we've been saying all along, that there's a company that's going to say, you know what? This is the future. We're going to embrace it. We're going all in. We don't care about the quote-unquote linear old school viewers. We're going to do this, and we hope that it's a growing product. And it makes sense that it's MLS because that's a younger demographic to do that. But I think it's a great sign. But as somebody said, it's like literally 0.5% of their market capitalization. Like, this is nothing for Apple, but it's a nice thing to see. If this goes well, this could mean good things for the future of streaming and TV.
I'll say this, talking to some TV people I know, like in inside of Disney and Fox, Apple's the one they're concerned about.
Like,
of all of them. Now, so like, I think everybody knows Amazon's going to be a player. The thing about Apple is that they've just kind of been sitting back in the weeds. And you just, and they have the biggest market cap in the world. They're the biggest company in the world.
Yep.
The point with them is that they are, there's the expression of being F-you rich. Right,
yes,
like there's there's rich guys,
and
but
like whatever, this is,
that's
this,
them. And Amazon is too, but they've kind of shown their cards a little bit. Like, okay, we're dabbling here, we're doing this.
Yep,
Apple's just been chilling, and it's a little bit intimidating to the TV people to be like, "What are they
going to do?" Because they've been quiet about this.
Correct. Because they could go to the SEC in 10 years and be like, "Hey, well, we'll give each school $150 million." And it would not be that big of a deal to them.
So here's the front office sports. This is amazing. The $250 million a year is 0.13% of Apple's iPhone sales last year alone. So it's like, this is like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. We'll try this.
This is like, all right. Hey, now, Bloom, do you want to go get a beer at Reclaim Rails?
Like a beer. That's,
well,
like
that's really not
it's
the budget.
0.13% of our budget. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can stay in a hotel one
night.
Now,
the interesting thing is, like, the concern with all these companies is, do they have the infrastructure to do this? And so
Why doesn't Apple just, like, buy ESPN?
Well, that's the next thought.
Honestly, like,
that's probably next. If they want to go there.
And, like, I mean, I was doing this article, and I actually did quite a bit of research on this, believe it or not.
They could do that if they wanted
to. To me, that would be the thing that makes the most sense. Because, and if I'm Disney, like, and I'm looking at this, and, like, the cords keep cutting, and, like, the...
That, by the way, would not be the best for the Big 12 if they did that, but...
Well, I'm just saying, like, from a business standpoint, like, and I don't even know... Like, the valuation of it, I'm just saying, you would be buying them for the infrastructure more so, because you really don't need their reach. Like, that's not, I mean, it'd be nice to have, but, like, I mean, what would ABC come with that? Probably not. You know, that would be a whole deal, but, like, it's really an interesting deal when you talk about, that's where, too, I think out loud here, like, the Cyclones TVs of the world are in a really good spot. Like, those places, they're going to be more valuable than ever. Because those on-campus,
they have the infrastructure in place.
Yeah, that's huge.
And that's why. So why would the Apple folks be interested in this? From what I understand, the MLS people, the teams, they have a lot of the video production already in house. That then they just share with.
Yeah, because they didn't get covered, so they did it themselves.
Exactly. Big 12 is the same way. Now, is that different? Yes, because the Big 10, the ACC, the SEC, all their stuff's through either Fox or ESPN. Where the Big 12, because of ESPN Plus, all of, like, Iowa State's got a video production facility in Hilton that just, that's what it's
They all called. Have them. Kansas State, you, Kansas.
All of the Big 12 schools. And by the way, the new schools, that'll be a part of them coming into the conference, so they have to build their own facility. So what does that allow? It means, like last year, right, when you'd have some of the, now, the ESPN Plus broadcast that Scott and I were on, that's one thing. But even when they'd have the remote broadcast with, like, King McClure and whoever, a lot of that stuff was done still in-house.
By Iowa State
people. By Iowa State people.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Well, it means you can save, if Apple or Amazon or whoever wants to get involved, you've got that set up in place, so the cost up front is a lot less. And so I think actually that puts the Big 12 in a better position to maybe leverage some of that stuff. So, but more importantly than ever, C-Dub, it's a league that says, you know what? We don't care about old school TV. We're going to embrace this thing. And that shift will be important, because even if the Big 12 just says tier 2 and tier 3, you know, all of MLS stuff is on Apple now. So this is, I think this is a good sign. Still, though, if you're the Big 12, you're waiting on the Big 10 and then the Pac-12, and you can kind of play third fiddle, which is good and bad, but the cards will be played by then.
Did you see my stat that Apple makes more in an hour than the entire Big 12 payout was to, like, per year for a team?
For Apple, it's like, whatever. It really is. Same with Amazon. Like, it's not a big
deal. No, Amazon's the same monster.
But it's just like, do they want to...
Our point is, we know what Amazon's, like, aspiring for.
Well, that's why it's great.
Yeah. Nobody knows what Apple's doing.
No.
Like, they're just kind of like...
The fact that they did this is a sign of, oh.
Yeah.
It's a
good sign.
Yeah. Everyone woke up, oh, they do want to play in this space. We'll pay attention now. Because Stu Mandel was adamant that they were paying attention to that space.
Yeah, Stuart Mandel was pretty confident that these streaming companies weren't going to touch this.
No. Hey, pal.
Hey,
maybe Cody Rhode would make
I hope you've enjoyed the whiskey, yeah, Stu.
Drink some more. It is funny. We're a couple Cody Rhodes in here. But literally everything that we told Stu in August of last year that he argued against has gone in our favor. I just want to point that out for the record. And he still ranked Iowa State below Nebraska in his little fiefdom poll this week. Did you see that?
And then I saw you subtweet him.
Sorry.
Like a little jackass. I loved it.
That's my nickname.
I hadn't seen Mandel's rankings. I'm putting Elise to bed the other night.
I couldn't do it.
I'm putting Elise to bed, and I see your jackass tweet, and I'm like, what is this? And I go, it has to be Mandel related.
It was Mandel.
And then, of course, his Barons, Kings.
Yeah.
Hey, Stu, a couple things. One, still appreciate the thank you, but it's not
a big deal.
You're always welcome,
you're welcome
to come back.
On. Yeah, we'll have a chat.
And we can get an update on all this.
Maybe we can put it on Apple TV Plus.
I can't wait until the Big 12 gets a freaking streaming deal. Love you guys.
You're all with us, guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah.
Be back next week. Happy Father's Day. And don't be surprised if